Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me finish reading this, and then let's talk about how these things work. The women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one. Women with women, according to the Bible, is unnatural and abnormal. Now, you believe that, or you can believe something else. Verse 27, the men also turned from natural relations with women and were set ablaze, burning and consumed with lust for one another. Men committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and personalities the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was their fitting retribution. And so, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or approve of Him or consider Him worth the knowing, God gave them over to a base and condemned mind to do things not proper or decent, but loathsome, until they were filled with every kind of unrighteousness and iniquity, grasping and covetous greed and malice, full of envy and jealousy and murder, strife, deceit, treachery, ill will, and cruel ways. They were secret backbiters and gossipers, slanderers, hateful to and hating God, full of insolence, arrogance, boasting, inventors of new forms of evil, disobedient and undutiful to parents, without understanding, conscienceless, faithless, heartless, loveless, and merciless. Though they are fully aware of God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve to die, that they not only do them themselves, but approve and applaud others who practice them. It's a choice. He's talking about people who saw God. They saw what was right, but they didn't want that. And when you say, I don't want that, I don't want to believe that, I don't like that, that doesn't agree with what I want to do, there's nothing left but darkness. And what you have done then is you willingly yield to deception. And if you go far enough that way, you will come to believe your own lies. And we have so much of this in our modern society. Listen to me. Let me give you a scripture for this before I say it. Go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 5, verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brothers, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. How should you treat an older man? Like a father. How should you treat a younger man? As a brother. Younger woman. Older woman. Like family. And then he adds, Timothy's a young man. So he says, treat the younger women as sisters with what?
All purity.
With all purity. What's he talking about? Friend, there are lines you are not to cross. Most of the affairs that Christians have, they have with people who are their friends that they fellowship with. Man has affairs with the woman who's his wife's friend or best friend. Woman has affair with somebody who is her husband's friend. Happens all the time. Why? Happens to Christians all the time. Why? People are not doing this. They're not treating that other man's wife like a sister with all purity. And the line is crossed first in the soul and in the mind. And then if you go far enough, then it's crossed with the body. But people are loose with their soul. Just like people can be loose with their body. People cross lines. Your heart is like a house that has different rooms. Stranger comes up, you never saw them before. They knock on the door. That does not mean you open the door and take them back to the bedroom. You talk to them through the door, right? They don't even get in the house. You don't know them. Who are you? What are you doing? Somebody that you know casually, maybe a neighbor you don't know very well, you might let them into the living room, but you don't go back further into the house. People that you know pretty good, you take them on back into the kitchen. And y'all sit down and have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever, and you talk. But only your spouse do you take back into the bedroom. Well, your heart is that way. Your soul is that way. And how people get in trouble is they get to talking with each other about stuff they got no business talking about. About my wife and how she, you know, this guy is talking to his wife's best friend about how he and his wife are having trouble. And she doesn't appreciate him. You've already crossed a big line. You are in the room with somebody, a room you got no business being in, and with them, well, we're not doing anything. You've already done something. You keep doing this, it's just a matter of time till you're in the bed. Are you with me now? No. It is being a traitor. It's betraying your spouse's confidence. You talk to your husband's best friend or even your female best friend about your husband's mistakes and failures. He doesn't do this for you, doesn't do that. That's being a traitor. That's betraying their confidence. Why do you think you want to hide it and don't want them to know? But they're crossing lines emotionally. They're opening, they're being loose. I mean, everybody knows, Christian that cares a thing about God, you don't just go up to somebody and jerk all your clothes off. We've learned that much sense physically, but people have not understood you don't do that with your soul either. You don't just sit down with somebody and bare your heart and bare your soul and share your innermost feelings with your wife's best friend, your husband's best friend. You're already getting intimate with them. Even though you're not in the bed. Yet. Well, it's not a bad thing though. We're such good friends and we're so close. And I can just share with you. You are already biting the devil's bait. You are already deceiving. You know in your heart it ain't right. You knew it the first time you crossed the line. You knew it the first time you looked at them too long. You knew it the first time you got over in the corner and talked a little bit about something that shouldn't have been. But if you don't want it to be that way, your flesh likes it, your soul likes the attention, you keep going, keep going, keep going. Now we like to come to church and pretend this is not happening. Or that it's not happening much. But the reality is, we have an epidemic. Ministers, the ministers of the congregation are on their fourth and fifth and sixth marriages and just don't see that much wrong with it. Well, God will forgive us. Well, yeah, He will. He'll forgive you and He'll still love you. But there are some things that can cost you so dearly, you can never get them fixed and you can never make them right. And you can forfeit God's plan for your life. Oh, He'll forgive you. And He'll still love you. But it can cost you. It can cost you what you cannot get back. If He says it's bad, it's bad. Forget what your eyes want to see. And your ears want to hear. And your soul wants to feel. We need to get back. In fact, let me see if I can read it to you. Go back to Isaiah. Jeremiah 6. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 6. Don't play games with yourself. Don't kid yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest about what you know in your heart, what you sense in your heart. We need to get some things back that this society and generation has lost of character and integrity and what is proper. Amen. Don't we?
Yes,
sir. And that's what this talks about. Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, and about verse 15 or so here. Jeremiah 6. Let's just go to 16. 6:16, Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the what?
Good way.
Huh?
Good way.
Some say, but that's old, that's archaic, that's prudish, Elizabethan, you know, old square. Listen, God has never changed. If it was right 12 centuries ago, it's right now. Society has not advanced beyond it. And we need to do that. We're suffering from the rebellion of the 50s and 60s. And there's this perversion that, you know, I mean whole. You know, the youth of the 60s, the main thing was love, free love. And sex is love and good. Sex is not love. Sex is not love. And on that foundation of free love equals free, no commitment, don't even matter if you know them or not, sex, generations have just gone further in the dark on that until a lot of people, even if they don't say it right out loud, the implication is that sex is like the ultimate experience in life. And so really, endangering or sacrificing most anything is worth it to have the ultimate experience. Sex is not at all what the world is cranking it up to be.
That's right.
See, they're trying to exchange that for ecstasy in God, which doesn't even compare. Married people can have a wonderful sex life. They can have great experiences, but they'll still be largely physical. And it doesn't compare to what's beyond that in spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me